Welcome to episode 5 of the Fail Cat podcast. I'm your host Haggis, and here with me today is my co-host Grey Fox.
Hiya, pal.
And my other co-host Helios.
Hiya.
Thanks to everybody that's been checking out the blogs and the podcast over the last wee while. I think today we managed to break about 1,750 people in the last 2 months have been on the website, so it's looking good. Tried to get a guest speaker, it all fell through at the last minute. We need to rush through the podcast because they're real life shit. So let's talk about what we've been up to this week. Chris?
I've been raiding.
And how's your raiding going?
We killed Korag. It was amazing.
What? Oh, in heroic?
Yeah, in heroic. It was amazing. Oh my god. It was just the best kill. Like, the kill when he went down was fucking awesome. Like, he literally was like, he died. Everyone apart from one person was, like, almost at full health. Healers still had a bunch of mana. It was amazing. But the try before that, right? You know how you see these kills on YouTube that, like, get quite famous on, like, Reddit and stuff, where the boss has got, like, fucking 100k health and there's, like, two hunters left. And the two right. hunters, like, solo the boss down while everyone else is dead and they become total heroes because they soloed the boss.
Aye.
That didn't happen to us. What happened to us was that the boss got to 65% health. 65k health. Literally two kill shots. And both hunters have used everything. They've used, like, their pets have taunted, they've deterranced, they've distracting shotted the boss so that the boss runs back over to the other one. And then they both died all the while over vent. I'm like screaming, like, one of them's called Stinky, one of them's called Fletcher. So over vent, I'm like, Stinky, please, Stinky, come on, just. And he fucked it at the last second and you know, fell over it. Like, I think it was like 60k. The boss died at the very, very, very end. But it was so, like, high pumped adrenaline, just kind of heart beating out of your chest. It was really, really good fun, and it, like, proper pumped people up to like have more tries and, like, reinvigorated them to go at it with, like, like their full kind of attention again. So it was good.
I wish we could share the exact same enthusiasm for the game as you.
We do actually have a recording of I think it was Twin Ogrons. And I can't remember what the health got to, but it was like 200k or something like that. And the entire raid was still alive, and someone said over raid call, "Oh, we've done it. Well done, guys." Fucking whirlwind, and then everybody died. Like, and I was like, who the fuck said that first? Because they just jinxed us, like, totally jinxed us. Like, the tanks just totally forgot what was going on. They were like, oh, it's dead, it's fine, we don't have to worry about tactics.
The Death Knight tank in our guild, after that wipe on, like, when he was really low and there was only, like, two people left, he was, like, the third last person to die, and just, like, the absolute silence as everyone was like, oh, that was really close. He was like, oh, I didn't press that ability because I didn't think it was worth staying alive any longer. I could have probably kept myself alive for, like, another 10 seconds. And everyone in guild was just like, fuck's sake! Ah! But then we're like, nah, look, we want the strong kill where everyone's alive rather than the kill where, like, everyone's dead. Yeah.
We, our GM and our guild used to call wipe, like, way early. And so, like, we could have still downed bosses and that, but because two people died, he called wipe, everybody killed themselves, and I'm like, that goes against, like, my religion, man. We must try to the bitter end.
Dude, we, like, that kill, where it was really, really low, all three healers were dead when there was, like, 15% health left on the boss, and we managed, with no healers, two tanks and a bunch of DPS, to get him down to, like, 0.01% of his health. The blessing was that he went to that recharge phase, and when he goes to the recharge phase, the only damage that comes is, I think, from the adds meleeing the bosses and maybe an orb if an orb falls, but I don't think any did. So you get, like, free damage on the boss to just kill him as quickly as possible. So we just kind of got lucky in that, but we never killed him, so it was still heart racing stuff.
So Scott, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Let's leave it the other stuff to later on.
Well, there's nothing really else to talk about. I'm pretty much the same as last week. It's pretty much just been,
Raiden.
well, we yeah, we me and you pugged a raid,
You did?
cleared 6 out of 7 on normal in less than 2 hours, while
Nice.
our actual guild was raiding because the way it happened was I got a phone call from the guild leader saying I need you to heal, so I inhaled my dinner. Came online and he didn't. Basically, I was like, "So, do you need me? Like, what's happening?" He didn't reply, and then Ali said, "Oh yeah, he just done that to me as well." So, me and Ali, or Ali, decided to just pug it and build a group ourselves. And while our guild was raiding, like they were fucking wiping on like every boss. You could see the rage in guild chat, and that me and Ali are just like totally breezing through normal.
Wait, so he like literally phoned your phone or like Skype called you?
He's for the
Yeah, he
same
phoned my
places
phone,
as
yeah.
this. He's a really
Yeah,
good friend, so.
real life friend.
All right, so he like phoned you, being like, "I need you to raid."
Yeah.
Totally like.
The minute I logged on, he was like, "Ali, I need healers, man. We've need healers." And I was like, "Well, my girlfriend's working late, and I'll need to like make dinner for us right when the raid's supposed to start. So I'm not gonna make it, man." And then he instantly phone Scott after that. We just like, "I need you, man. I need you."
Because I wasn't signed up and I wasn't.
Right, I see.
After I got called out for fucking doing something that I didn't actually do wrong, like the week before, I was like, fuck that, I'm not raiding with them, I'm just going to pug it for a week and see how it goes. But I didn't bother signing up. But I came on and it was. The bit that pissed me off was the fact that he wouldn't give me a straight answer.
All right.
Like, I was asking him, like, do you need me? Like, just tell me if you need me. And he was fucking raging about other people in the raid, like doing things wrong. And I was like, why the fuck am I here? I wasn't even gonna come on.
Aye. To make matters worse, I was going about telling everybody that we got 6, 7 out of heroic. So I was lying,
Six out
and
of
I
eight,
didn't
like,
even realize that. It's
good.
because I've been 6, 7. I've pugged 6, 7 at heroic, but
Yeah.
me and Scott didn't pug it together. So I've been going a bit blind faced lying to everybody, and I just realized when Scott told me there it was normal. But aye, that pretty much covers both of us.
Right.
I've managed to get the hunter up to 98, so it's 2 away for 100, and I can hopefully move on to leveling the warlock and the monk soon.
Yeah. How are you finding it, like, just as a class?
Bored as fuck, man. The queues are so long for
Oh,
dungeons, and I refuse to do anything. So I'll explain it, what I've been doing on the hunter in a wee bit, because it kind of goes hand in hand. Anyway, so the bitch fit section, Gray's bitch fit section. Chris, you get to go first again.
bitch fit section. Okay, here's something that's really pissing me off, right? And this hasn't come to light, and I'm sure in respect to whatever secret you guys are about to unveil on me, because I've not been told what's pissing these two guys off. So what's pissing me off, right, is people who are part of a guild and really talkative and really like an integral part of the guild. You know, maybe they're like just really chatty, or I've got friends in the guild already, or they've been there for a long time. Those people that you think you can put stock in, being just like suddenly like less involved and less excited to raid with you. There's been a couple of people in the past couple of weeks who just seem to think that all of a sudden they're better than the guild, and that they want to go and raid somewhere else, and that they're not, you know, progressing. They're at a higher level of what the guild's progressing at.
Are
Now,
these people that you've carried to where they are then now?
not entirely. You know, some of them are people who were always good raiders or good healers or so on and so forth. And there's people who are, you know, don't get to raid that often, but you still enjoy their company. But it just kind of hurts knowing that these people think that they're kind of better than your entire guild.
Why do you
They're
not just call them cunts? Just call them all cunts.
yes,
State
they
their
are.
names.
Look, man, I'll be the first to hold my hand up and say that, you know, like you pay to play the game you want to play. If you want to go and do mythic content and you don't think this guild's capable of it, that should be your right. But it doesn't make it any less kind of, you know, cuntish, I guess, to turn around and be like, "Nah, I'm way better than you guys. I'll see you later. Thanks for all the free gear." That kind of, I don't know, it pisses me off. And like, just, you know, core members of a guild that have been really, really, you know, kind of bonded with or spent a lot of time talking to or so on and so forth. I've seen it happen with two members, one of which was over in the guild for like over a year and a half. And I think it's going to happen to this last person who hasn't left the guild yet. I'll tell you next week if he has. But they, you know, have been like pretty much going off to like other raids and doing like mythic raiding here and there. And that's totally fine while it's not part of like our raiding group. So like on, not on the days we raid, he's still coming to our raids. But I can kind of feel like he thinks he's going to be, you know, able to get into another guild, and it's kind of going to fuck us over, especially after the drama that we've had thus far. So I'm just kind of, I don't know, wary of people like that. People you think you can trust, they just end up fucking off. Although having said that, I'm now really worried that I've just turned around and made a massive, massive rant on something that has happened to you guys, and I've stolen your thunder.
I so we've both joined Paragon. No,
Yeah.
Scott, you can do the honors.
No. You can do it. It's fine.
These are killing me here, guys. I need to know what this is. I'm so excited to hear this.
So here's what's pissing me off this week. The guild. The guild leader. What exactly happened was that guild leader's obviously one of our pals. And so you can obviously be a bit more of a dick to people that you're pals with in real life. And what happened was we were in a raid this week, and the mage, who isn't a great player and doesn't have the best of gear, which means that the DPS is absolutely terrible, won a loot roll. And now this was the third loot roll this week that she had won, and the GM decided that she wasn't entitled to the loot. Because he was enforcing a loot council for this one piece of loot only, and he was going to give it to the promising priest, not me, by the way, instead of the mage.
Are you fucking
And
serious?
so I didn't even notice that it had happened during the raid. And so when we got out of the raid, obviously we wiped on fucking everything. We cleared fuck all. We wiped on imp normal. We managed to down Kargath the second time around. We wiped on Butcher, and then we called it, I think. So we get out of the raid, and the first thing that happens is the mage goes, "Can you please explain why I didn't get that piece of gear?" And so that piqued my interest, and I was like, "Whoa, what happened?" And he said, "What did he say? Something about, you know, the rules or."
Yeah,
Blah blah blah.
it was
I've
like
explained this or something.
it was like, remember when we explained the gear council or whatever they called it
And my
last week,
instant
and
response was just, "That's bad patter. That's the order." And his reply to me was a G kick. He fucking kicked me out the guild.
Wait. I just need to clarify like two things. First off, this is the guy you know in real life that phoned up and was like, "I really need healers, man. Can you please lock the healer?" That you know in real life, right? And the second thing is, he gave gear to somebody that wasn't him, but enforced like a rule, like a loot rule set for just that one boss.
Just that one piece of gear because the shit DPS had already had two pieces of gear that week.
Did he say he was going to do that before the boss pool?
He
No.
apparently said it to other people a week before.
I mean, I never heard it. I remember him talking about this gear fucking council thing, and it's like the way he, or the way we talked about it, I'll just hit my mic there, unprofessional as fuck. The way he talked about it was basically, if someone has been getting all the gear through an entire fucking raid, and he's leaving this other person of the same class or the same armor type with absolutely nothing, like he says, in order to. For like basically to stop that happening, well, basically, no matter what the role is, the person that's getting like no loot out of the raid will get something, just so it's a bit more fair. But the way he done it, and like the bit that pissed me off, or what, well, it didn't really piss me off, I was a bit like, that's a bit dodgy, just because they hadn't beaten anything on heroic, like at all, right? And that was the first kill they had got on heroic, and he decided to fucking gift that bit of gear to someone else, even though they didn't win the role.
No, sorry.
And it wasn't even me. It could have been me, man.
That is
Could have been.
absolute horseshit. Like, first off, just taking out of like equation the fact that this happened, right? Mages, as far as like DPS parses go, are pretty heavily reliant on gear. They're reliant on some. I can't remember what the stats are. I want to say mastery and crit and multi strike or mastery and multi strike, something like that. So until you give that priest gear, that mage gear, sorry, his DPS isn't going to get better. He's not going to get better if you don't give him fucking gear. Like, what incentive is it for this person to keep raiding if you suddenly turn around and be like, by the way, you're not winning any loot from this boss? Sorry, thanks for wasting all your time on this boss.
But now people have got that though. That's the thing, like, because,
Nah, fuck that. You know
like,
what? He knows he's done something wrong because when you called him out on it, you, his fucking real life friends, he kicked you from the guild. You don't fucking need someone at all like that in that guild whatsoever. That's
so
absolute horseshit.
what actually happened after that, though, was, I mean, maybe 2 minutes later or 3 minutes later, he reinvited me to the guild, and I sat there for a minute and then went, nah, I'm no letting him ever being able to kick me for the guild ever again, eh? So I declined it, and he just laughed, and I just said,
That's fine.
I'm gonna go away and start my own guild, man.
Do you know what? Like, if he thinks that that mentality is going to get him fucking anywhere when raiding, that's ridiculous. And like you have said it week after week, you don't feel like your guild's progressing. You don't feel like you're having a lot of fun raiding. You don't feel like, you know, people are pulling their weight. Good fucking luck to that guy. Like, good luck taking a bunch of people who are not good raiders, dragging them through content, and then only giving loot to people that he thinks deserve it on bosses that he thinks deserve a loot council.
Exactly, man.
That's
and
absolute shit.
we spoke to him the day it got pretty heated at lunch at work the day because we decided to sort of wind him up while fucking talking about it and trying not to take it too seriously, but the more we were laughing about it, the worse he was gonna like blow up over the whole situation. And so like he was like, I only kicked you at the guild so that I could clear things up with the mage before you made it any worse. And I was like, well, kicking somebody for the guild is pretty much the harshest thing you can do.
Go and just replay that conversation over in your head. I kicked one of my best pals out of the guild so I could talk to a complete stranger about a virtual item that's worth
Exactly,
literally
man.
fuck all
Exactly.
money.
And the worst thing about that was that the other day I'd been looking in the guild bank and had looked through the histories and had noticed that he'd actually kicked two other people who are core raiders from the guild as well and reinvited them. So he'd done it to other people. I was the third person he'd done it to. And I wasn't going to stand for it. Like, there's no
No.
fucking way I was going to let him
Like,
just kick
it
me.
pretty much, like, because it got heated. He was getting pissed off. I was trying to, like, I've got a bad temper. See, if someone pushes me the wrong way, I'll just, like, your fucking dirty laundry is coming out into the open if you push me far enough. But I kept my cool, like, when we were talking, because I was like, it's just a fucking game. Like, it doesn't mean anything. And me and Ali even said to him, like, even if we've. Like, I never actually said, like, even if we've already done, like, pugged an entire normal, we'll still heal for you. But I would. Like, I'd go back and, like, help them, like, if they needed healers and things like that. And we told him that, and he was like, but I still don't see the point in having your own guild. This is a bit shit, like, fucking just ditching the guild just because, or. Like, I've got
That's
the conversation up there now. It's just basically, it was getting so heated. It was like a fucking episode of EastEnders or something like that.
stop
It
reading
was.
Facebook because that's what it says in
I can. That's
Facebook.
what I brought that up. Like, I actually said that to him. I was like, it's fucking getting like proper out of hand. And we're like, me and Ali were just trying to keep it like light-hearted. And
Aye.
another guy, who's one of the tanks for the guild, he was kind of doing it as well. He was just like, fucking calm down, everyone. Like,
Yeah.
stop getting into it. But,
No, I think at the end of the day, this guy. Oh, that's going to be really loud, sorry. At the end of the day, this guy knows he's done wrong. The fact he's getting angry at his pals during work is like more. Like, highlights the fact that he knows he's done wrong. That, like, if you're winding him up about it and he's like giving you shit for it, it's because he knows he's just been an absolute fanny. Like, you don't need to, like, someone with that temperament just does not need to be a fucking guild leader at all. That's absolutely shocking.
Well, he's apparently what's happened now is he's decided that he's not going to raid lead anymore.
Which
But
was
last
always going to be the fucking, that was going to be the end game anyway for him. That's what he wanted to happen.
To be
fair,
you
mate.
wanted to be the guild leader, but no ever have to lead the raids,
To be
I
fair, if
think.
he's leading raids and he's of no fucking cleared normal, he doesn't need to be fucking raid leading as it is, like.
I like you, Chris. Nah, just
got like I think I've said it on this show before, but I just do not have time for bullies, eh? Like people that are just like, I've got this rank, so I can kick you out of the guild if I want. Nah. No, you fucking can't. Go and play by yourself. Like, good
Aye.
luck with that
So
attitude.
that's the only thing you can do to make him rage, eh? Is take the power off him. So that's what we did.
Yeah, plus when you've got, when Fail Cap totally explodes as a podcast and you've got fucking seven different guilds all capped out with 400 members each, you'll come fucking crawling back, just you wait and see.
Well, that's the thing, man. We've started the guild called Fail Cap, eh?
Ah, that's amazing.
So that's it. And it's a social guild. And what I did last night was move all 11 characters to the guild. I invested money into the guild tabs, and I got Scott to take his two mains at Shadow
Yeah,
Pact and bring them across.
I was going to say that, like, because the start of the conversation is Scott, you filthy Judas, what you moving to Ali's guild for? And I think it was fucking half serious, half joking.
Oh,
And I basically said, Ali said, because we're epic. And then Kyle said, no, couple of filthy Judas. And then I basically said, because you called me out on tactics and healing. Oh, crit. Like, I want to know your opinion, actually, Chris. Basically, what happened was, I start like the half the raid was fucking like half health. We're about to die on the Imperator, and it was when that big fucking wave, I can't remember the name of the spell, but the big wave comes and you've got to run through it, and it does like a shitload of damage to everybody. But that was, I could see like it was about to happen, and everybody was on half health, and I was like, right. I can do raid wide healing. I'll just fucking Tranquility right now. As I done Tranquility, I got fucking branded. And he started shouting at me, right? He started shouting, saying, Scott, move it to the hunt. Like, fucking shouting over raid call. And I was like, no, I'm casting Tranquility. Fucking, that's a 3 minute cooldown that I'm not going to stop casting. Like, I was the first tick. It's not like I was like one of the last ticks. I was the first one. And I thought, right, the next person can run it out. I'm not going to stop casting Tranquility because it saved like the entire raid there. But what's your opinion on that? Like, would you say I've done the right thing, or?
It depends what phase it's on as well, man. Like, there's a phase where like the branded, when it goes on you can't leave an area, like it puts an AoE around you. But the way we handle it fundamentally in our guild is pretty much the way you described. You know, like if you've got branded, you go to the hunters. Although what I'll say is that in that phase that you're describing, and I might be incorrect, so correct me if I'm wrong, but in that phase, if you're branded, the hunters come to you, and the rest of the guild moves because the guild's moving in the raid's moving in a certain direction anyway. So I
Aye,
don't know.
that's not what we agreed
I don't know.
the tactics were,
Fun
Louis.
fundamentally, if you're casting something like Tranquility, and you've got branded on you, like the hunters need to be moving to you. Not only that, but like if you were to take 100 attempts, and on those 100 attempts cast Tranquility at the same place that you did, how many times is branded going to be on you at that point? Like it's pretty much just unlucky. Like.
Yeah, it was probably like, it was like I think it got one tick in, and then I got branded, and I was like, "Fuck off!" But I had him like over raid call saying, "You need to move it to the," and I was like, "I know I need to do that," but I was casting Tranquility,
Nah, man, if
and
it's worked.
he said, "Well, just stop the casting." And I just fucking laughed at him over raid call. I was like, "No,
If it's if
no."
it's yeah. Nah, if it's something that's fundamentally gonna kill your entire raid, then it's fucking stupid to be like, stop casting that massive cooldown spell that heals everyone and drop that mark, which is only on its first take, on the hunters. That's just fucking stupid. Like
It was
it's
like a
just
split second decision I had to make, and I thought, no, I'm doing the right thing by just standing still and fucking
for sure, man.
healing the entire raid.
Well,
Fucking.
the other thing is you can get hunters to give you Aspect of the Fox so that you can move while you're casting Tranquility, and it's on the same cooldown, and it requires a bit of kind of coordination. But fundamentally, I think that's just unlucky, and I think you should always take the approach when it comes to if you're raid leading. Like, if you do something wrong the first time, fair enough, explain it to that person. If you do it wrong a second time, maybe whisper them and tell them, like, you did it again, you need to kind of up your game. And if you do it wrong the third time, you need to be calling them out to make sure they know they did something wrong. But that sounds like one very, very specific
Oh
And that's the
first
rage
time.
building up in him, and him not wanting to go absolutely mental. So he just picks on one person that he's pals with to shout at.
If it's like the way you described it, you know, if you didn't finish that tranquility cast, people were gonna fucking die, you know, like
Oh yeah, that half
would you rather?
the race
Well, also, I'm gonna go off on a massive rant here now.
would have died.
That branded debuff doesn't do enough damage before it drops off to kill anyone if your fucking tranquility is up, because Trank heals through fucking everything. You can cheese a lot of things with your tranquility. So nah, I think it's a bad call. I think you made the right choice. But then again, my preconceived idea of this guy thus far has been drastic.
So in the end,
Smart though. Thanks
can
for
you
that,
imagine?
because
Can you imagine if you killed the boss, right? If you killed the boss after that, like that turn, and he turned around and was like, "Here, we're not giving him any loot because he didn't follow my tactics."
that. I know where he lives.
I don't know.
It's breaking his house, delete all his characters.
That's it. So what ended up happening was I set up the new guild last night. I got four people. It took absolutely ages because nobody wants to sign guild charters anymore. And I recruited 10 people after Scott and made all of the first 10 people in the guild officers. And I'm sitting here recruiting right now.
Just
And
make sure you set like privileges and stuff for the guild bank and stuff.
I fixed all that, like,
Yeah, cool.
and then what I was doing on my hunter, how I was telling you, was I was just queuing for dungeons, and while I wasn't in the dungeon queue for half an hour, I was recruiting people to the guild.
That's the way to do it, man. Honestly, it's, you know, putting
Yeah.
yourself forward in that regard's a really good idea. It's a really good idea to do things like just research on Reddit, maybe make a couple of posts
Right.
advertising the guild. You know, you'll generate a lot of interest just
I did
because.
post on the Failcapped website as well, eh? And the Failcapped website today has had, I've lost it, 442 views from Reddit.
That's amazing, man. That's really good.
So that's because I made a blog post called The Loot Dispute. So, aye, and basically told everybody about what was going on and stuff to see what people thought, but nobody really got back to us because they never did.
Yeah.
But I just looked online right now, and the guild we used to be in, which is a raiding guild, currently has four people online, and Failcapped currently has eight people online.
Yeah.
It's worth saying that earlier on today I did try and steal one of the officers from the old guild, and it was a dick move, and I got caught because I was open about it. I said, like, go and talk to Kyle and stuff, but as far as we were aware, he was going to go and raid Mythic with someone, another friend's guild, or so he put across last night.
Oh fucking
And
hell!
then
He was like, no, I'm fucking done. I'm like, because I said to him, I pretty much said the same thing. Like, I'm thinking about like moving on, like from this. And he was like, no, I'm fucking sick of it as well. I'm thinking about like going somewhere else, just getting rid of the guild, or like keeping some of my other characters, the guild leader or whatever. But like, he was all ready to quit last night,
Aye.
which was pretty much why Ali set up, because Ali said to me last night, like, basically, you're going to end up in this guild anyway because fucking Shadowfax's going to fall through. So I was
Aye.
like, I thought about it, and I went, yeah, probably. For fucking that leadership, yeah, probably people are just going to quit.
Yeah,
Like.
absolutely.
So we based it on the fact that he was obviously going to go away and raid Mythic, and he probably wouldn't be doing anything with that guild. So we were going to start a social guild up where we could just sort of casually pug if we wanted to raid. And then today, obviously, he totally changed his tune because I was trying to steal his officer, who's his, like, his main tank, and he's lost two of his main healers, and one of his other tanks is, like, amazing but really social. And so he's never really raiding. And so basically the guild fell apart last night just because the two of us left. And then I spoke to the officer and said, look, I know that you and the best DPS guy in the guild, the other warrior, are pals. So if you both want to come across, man, then it's no bother. You can join the guild. He said, kindly promised Kyle that, and I mean, he's only been in the guild like, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks? I promised Kyle that, I would stay with him through thick and thin. And I was like, oh my God, it's right, cool. You go have a chat with him and that and see what happens. And then he was like, "Oh, here you're trying to steal people for the guild." And I was like, "Well, you're gonna go away and raid Mythic anyway. So when the guild falls through, I just let him know. I just
Anyway.
wanted to let him know he had a home to come to."
Don't fucking kill. He could fucking 1v7 the entire Mythic raid. Just watch
So, I started inviting a couple of people for the other guild, and I will wait and see what happens. But I reckon there's a good chance that some other people are going to come across any of this guild.
If he's got a raid leading and guild leading mentality like that, then no, it's not gonna last. People will stay because they think they might get loot for being the I stayed with you through thick and thin. But most people will be like, all it's gonna take is for one thing I say for you to not agree with, and the tables will turn, and I'll not get fucking anything.
Exactly. But we had to defuse the situation at lunch because he was going mental because we had wound him up that
Keep
much.
trying. You could probably make him cry. Keep going.
So what we said was that because we were obviously no making a raiding team on purpose and we're no kin like leaving a mutter in it, we're just starting a social guild to be a bit more casual and stuff. That we would be a feeder guild for his guild and we'd pass him the raiders when they got to 100 and they could trial with them and stuff. But chances are Shadowpact's going to die before any of that comes to fruition.
I think you're a lot more diplomatic than I am. Like, you know this guy in real life, so I can't really talk, but no. I'd be like, the only people I'm gonna give you are people that I know are fucking atrocious. And I'm gonna spend most of my time trying to get the people in your guild into my guild.
There's only four of them. Camden.
Even all four of them. I would do it. All four of them. Just be like,
But one of them's him.
No. Just be like, get all three of them that aren't him. And then when it's just him left, be like, listen, man, do you want to just get let bygones be bygones? Do you want to just join this guild and we'll just start afresh? And he'll be like, yeah, man, that sounds good. But like, tough shit. Loot rules.
See you later.
Just play the biggest troll ever, and we'll carry him for like 4 weeks. Wait till he gets like 695 mythic BRF gear, and then we take it away from him in the last minute and kick him.
Like, yeah, I'm reading through like the conversation. There's a bit where you like Ali says, "I promise not to recruit any Shadowpact people. That was a dick move. My bad." And then Kyle says, "No, the whole thing is a dick move, Ali. Not sure what yous don't get about that, but having two officers bail is pretty shit, regardless of whatever way you look at it." And then Ali says, "I didn't feel wanted after that GK and needed counselling and shit." And then Kyle's just fucking ranting. And then I just say, like, we pay our subscriptions to this life choice we call raiding in World of Warcraft. If we want to make a guild outside of someone else's, that's our choice, regardless of how others feel. We've both said we can help you if raid if you need us. And I just said, like, and see this shit about us bailing on you. Just last night, you had the same idea as us. Like, and that's pretty, like, that was me trying to basically say to him, like, fucking just leave it. Like, it's not going anywhere. We're not going to come running back to you, especially after this.
I don't know why he thinks that you owe him some sort of allegiance or some sort of, can't, like, you're tied to his guild. Like, what did you say? You're paying for the game you're playing. He has got no control over that. Also, if he's got the balls to turn around and say that it's a dick move and you're fucking his guild over or whatever, sorry, but he kicked you out of the guild first. Like, he was the one that lost the rag, fucking spat the toys out, and kicked you out. So he's like, nah.
And to save myself some editing, that's all the time we have for Grace Bitch Fit section. So now we're moving on to the next section, which is WoW news. This week has been a massive week for patch 6.1 news. I'd posted up a couple of days ago that one of the WoW admins had said, "Oh, you need to wait and see what's coming up." And then this post dropped, which is the PTR notes. And before I actually go into it, I'd posted on Reddit through the week and decided to do a poll on patch 6.1. And we'd asked people, as part of last week's Ask the Listeners, what are you most looking forward to in patch 6.1? And I've said, I know that the majority of our listeners are Reddit artists and now Reddit wowers. Let's ask how you feel about 6.1. And by far the top post was that everybody seemed to be looking forward to two things, which was the heirloom tab and the new Blood Elf models. There was also a couple of other things, which were garrison mission updates and the new raid, which isn't technically 6.1, but it'll drop pretty similar time frame, I think, if no, like a couple of weeks before. There's also going to be some archaeology related garrison features. Some people were looking forward to the new garrison music. But the majority was the heirlooms and the Belf models. But going through the post that dropped, the new characters for the Blood Elves, there's now going to be Twitter integration, there's now going to be an heirloom tab, which will sort everybody's heirlooms, there's going to be new quests in the garrison from basically someone will show up in your garrison and you can invite a friend to come to your garrison, and when they come they'll be able to get the quest from this person. So it's forcing people to go to other people's garrisons and socialise a bit more than what was previously happening. And where is it? Basically it was going to drop, like, I think it was 665 loot from doing these quests. And sometimes it'll be if you'll need to go into a raid and you'll need to kill somebody. And sometimes you'll need to go kill an elite boss. But they're also adding features in where you can summon rare elites to your garrison. And you're going to need between 10 and 40 people to kill the elites. And there'll be flex just the same as the raids. So you can actually invite up to 40 people to come to your garrison, which would be quite cool. So I'd be looking forward to something like that, especially with a massive social guild.
Yeah, man.
Which is growing as we speak, by the way. There's going to be a garrison music box. You're going to be able to go all over the world.
That's going to be amazing.
And pick up different pieces of songs. And there's going to be a new garrison vendor that's going to allow players to use garrison resources to purchase items to upgrade their followers. Because I know some people don't want a salvage yard, and people have been complaining about how hard it is to upgrade their followers without a salvage yard.
Dude, you can use your iron horde scraps to buy like follower upgrades, and that's fucking amazing. Because I've got I think they cap at like 200 or something, and I've got it capped on like 3 different characters. I've got so much of that shit that I just need to get rid of it. It's going to be really nice.
One of the things that was worth noting was that alchemists are now going to be able to transmute savage bloods.
Yes.
That's a good thing. So finally, we can make
something to get done.
Loads and loads of fishing changes. Like, loads. And they've not only changed fishing, but they've also reverted changes to fishing, and then changed fishing, and then reverted to changes again. They've done it twice. They were going to stop people from being able to get enormous fish. They were going to enable people from all fishing levels to get enormous fish. And then I think they took it away, and I'm not sure if they put it back. Too many things to read. But they've done a lot of class changes as well. And it was what they said was that the reason for all the class changes that they've done this time, even though it seems they've just went, oh, druids need to be even better and priests need to stay the same, but the reason was that they wanted to make more flexibility in the way that people played their characters. And so all of the class changes are maybe talents that you wouldn't use quite as much, except for obviously druids renewal, which seems to be one of the main things.
They changed the
moment of clarity.
Yeah, they changed the moment of clarity stuff so it lasts longer. It's like 7 seconds.
Seven settings up to 5 seconds.
And the there's like a spec for druids where you can like cast wrath and it heals someone. That's gonna heal for more, which is amazing.
One of the things they said was, like, obviously they're trying to make it so that people can use different things, right? So obviously for hunters, you've got barrage or glaive toss. People tend not to use barrage when they're raiding and stuff because they pull the wrong groups. So they've been using that glaive toss. But what they've done is they've both buffed barrage and glaive toss. So all they've done is really make hunters even more OP. So, I mean, either give some flexibility, but they're probably just going to pull away even further for other characters.
Yeah.
Just try and make sure I'm not missing anything. The thing that really got me down was that priests pretty much got fuck all.
Good.
Aye.
In fact, you know, like, I understand where they're coming from, saying that they want people to be more versatile in the way they play their spec. But personally speaking, do you know what would make me the most versatile as a resto druid in terms of my playstyle? Give me something to get my fucking mana back. That would help so much.
No. No. Because then you'd just be able to keep up insane healing for even longer. So no. The thing that makes druids unique is that they can heal forever. That's a unique place to have.
That's not fair.
I mean, you've got the complete opposite, which is shamans, which have unlimited mana but no healing.
They can't heal ever.
And you've got druids that are OP but have no mana.
Yeah.
And then you have priests, which just get completely ignored now that people have stopped complaining about them. And the only thing I can find is that Cascade can now hit the same target twice, but to compensate, the healing has been reduced by 35%. Yay!
But it can hit the target twice, that's overpowered as shit.
I don't know why. So, there was something else. Oh, the next thing, obviously, the legendary quest was that you got a 680 ring. The next thing that'll be happening with that legendary quest is you'll be getting a new epic follower. Which I'm not sure if they announced who it was.
Yeah, they did. It's Garona Half-Orkin.
All right.
So she was like she's in a bunch of quests. She's like quite a big rogue type character, and I think it was either Worker and Wrath or Kata. But she's like lore wise, she's the child of an orc and a Draenei, and she was mind controlled in some previous expansion, and she killed Varian Wrynn's dad. I think Medivh mind controlled there, and in this expansion she's mind controlled again and is trying to kill Khadgar. And
she's mind controlled by Medivh, or is it
I think it's Ner'zhul or
Ner'zhul,
that other guy whose name I can't remember.
And one of the main things which is going to be really good for all the scrubs in the game is that there's going to be a death recap screen, so for the 2% of people in the game that don't use SCADA and Recount will finally be able to go into the UI and look at how they died and try and figure it out. But I'll tell you right now that the only things it's going to say is either fire or massive debuffs or frontal cones. Let's be honest here.
Yeah,
you were standing in the wrong place and you died.
As every DPS knows, you know, if you die to the massive debuffs, that's because you never got enough healing, obviously.
That's
like the DPS mindset, isn't it?
So we've skipped over all of the PvP stuff in that. Chris, did you read any of the PvP stuff and take
No, I honestly did pretty much the same thing. I read all that stuff and was like, oh, that's really interesting, and got to PvP and just started like spinning my mouse wheel to just get past it because it was just so much information. I'm not going to have time to read that.
Right, it was absolutely huge. Obviously, you can go to MMO Champion and check out all the PTR notes for yourself, and they'll no doubt probably drop another couple of bombs before they finally get implemented. But this week, in fact, I think it was maybe just today. No, it was over the weekend, actually. In the PTR, you were able to actually raid BRF on normal. And if you didn't have the right gear, they were buffing you up to 650. So that everybody could have a shot of the new raid. But I've not heard any feedback on that yet, so I don't know how it's going or how people are finding it. Has there been anybody streaming it on Twitch or that?
I don't know. I don't know if there's maybe like a non-disclosure or something like that on that. But I don't know. I don't know if you can just broadcast it. I do know that when you kill a boss in Blackrock Foundry, there's now like a new kind of text animation that appears.
And does it ask you to tweet it?
would you like to share this?
I know that it is actually supposed to suggest, like, it will bring up things. I think it's going to be on the achievement screen. When you get an achievement, there's going to be a Twitter button added in.
That is just not something I want to use ever.
Well,
even if there were like, for every tweet you send we'll give you 25,000 gold, I'd still be like, nah, I'm alright.
Right. So, someone else talk. I'm checking something now.
So the when you kill a boss in Black Rock Foundry now, like you know when your garrison missions are complete, it comes up with like a kind of like flashing red text, and it's quite kind of masterfully done. That's going to be a new feature in the way like it comes up whenever you kill bosses in Black Rock Foundry, which is I don't know. I guess it's kind of nice. It's not really necessary, I suppose, but it'll be cool. Also, I feel like the change for the way that druid healing works for the is a regrowth. The one that's really mana heavy to spam, the change to that's going to be really huge, I think,
Yeah, the
because
moment of clarity.
the Moment of Clarity one gives you the free spell, but the regrowth as well, the way they change the healing on that, I think it just heals like a flat amount of maximum HP or something. So it's like, so suppose you've got like a mage who's like about to die, and you've got a tank that's about to die. You're like just now, I think the way it works is you're going to be healing the both of them for the same amount of like healing. So say like 33 K each. Now to a tank that's fucking nothing, but to a mage that's a little bit more. So it's not really mana balanced in terms of the amount of mana you're spending to make sure that person doesn't die, you know? Whereas if they just say, right, you're gonna be healing for 12.5% of this target's maximum health, you'll be mana neutral for it'll be the same mana cost for both.
So my crescent fish didn't sell. I was kind of hoping that they did, because the current price on the auction house was 2 gold. So I listed 24 stacks for 400 gold a stack, and kind of hoped that at least one stack would sell. But it looks like I'm still gonna have to wait till the patch to make some gold. The next section is the top five of something. And Chris came up with a suggestion earlier
I
on
knew
that
you didn't have in for this.
I did, but I kind of went over 6.1, and so I can't actually do the top five things that the listeners were looking forward to in 6.1, because I got to like three and then stopped. So we can use your suggestion now.
Yes.
That's why I write the script for this podcast, yo, so that we can chuck it out the window and fucking pay any attention to it at all. So, Chris, your suggestion for this week's top
So,
five?
my suggestion after talking to another guildmate was he was talking about these world events. So, you like the Midsummer's thing and Winter Vale and so on and so forth. And this week's is the top five worst events in Warcraft.
Right, and would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. The one I hate more than anything else, like in this entire game, is the fucking noble one. You know the one where it's like, get all these kids and.
Do you know that's the only one I've got?
Really? Oh, I just absolutely hate it. Go find eggs. Go. No, is it children's week I'm thinking of? Either way, the noble one just is a fucking nightmare. I just hate it. I hate going around. I hate wearing the stupid fucking tuxedo and the stupid fucking tuxedo pants and just looking like a pure fanny. I just hate it. I've not got it. I've not got a lot of them, but I hate
This
that.
also applies to your real life. You won't wear a tuxedo,
Or a
and you
tuxedo. Yeah, I hate eggs. I hate
you
chocolate
won't
pants.
carry a rose to a desert.
Yeah,
What?
I
What?
hate it. And I hate Children's Week because it's just a stupid, stupid achievement. Even now, I think it still requires you to go and kill some boss from some instance that doesn't fucking matter because it was in Wrath of the
Defeat
King.
King Ymiron,
Ymiron.
Imran
Yeah.
in Utgard Pinnacle.
It's just stupid.
With your orphan at Lol,
I
hanging
have
out the back of your orphan while you're killing
I have to do it because I'm collecting all the mounts and I don't have the mount from that one yet. And it's going to be at least fucking 6 months to a year before I get all of them because I've missed a bunch of them. I missed the Winter Vale one, so it's going to be almost a fucking year. I hate world events.
You could just talk for all the top five because I don't really do them at all, so.
Okay. So, Scott, you don't have anything to add to that now?
Like, I'd never ever do them.
All right.
I've not. I don't know. I've never really been bothered by it. Unless there's like.
Did you ever do the Halloween one?
Did, like, ages ago. I can't. I think I'd done the Winter's Vale one where you had to go to. I can't remember the dungeon you would go to, but you used to get this, like, scythe thing. And it was, like, proper. Like, it was an epic, but it was, like, proper good for if you were like, I can't even remember what the level cap was. It was fucking years ago.
I
But
think
say it was like I think it was level 80 actually.
I think I know which one it is. I think that's it's not the Winterville one. I think it's the Midsummer one. Is that a big ice guy?
Aye, yeah,
Yeah,
that's the
it's
one.
Midsummer. It's the you go to the slave pens, which is like a BC dungeon, and
Aye,
kill some
yeah,
ice guy, and he
that's it.
drops like loot appropriately, level appropriately. So
That's like.
I'm gonna add two onto the back of this then to make five, right? So the first one, well, technically there is only one, but the one I'm talking about is to honor one's elders, and you have to collect all the coins of ancestry. Now, I don't know how many times I've actually chucked them at my bags because just been sitting about, and you have to go to all the different places to speak to all the different elders, and it's like elders of Eastern Kingdoms, and there's like fucking 25 elders or 20 elders you have to go speak to. And I'm looking at it right now, and it says I currently have 19 coins at the 50. Now, I've probably had, like, I don't know, but like the 19 coins have probably been on my character since it was made. And my playtime on this is probably about 4 years or something. So 19 coins in 4 years is no bad. But by far the worst, and it doesn't really count as an event, but it's the achievement for the Violet Protodrake, which is what a long, strange trip it's been, and you actually have to do eight events to get that achievement.
Yep.
That is the worst.
That's the one I want at the moment. That's and I'm missing Noble Gardener, Fool for Love, For the Children, Brewmaster, and Merrymaker, and I fucking hate world events. But do you know what? You know how you were saying that's the Noble one was the first one you did. The Lunar one is the Honor One Elder, Honor One's Elders is the first one I did.
Aye. Was that no painful going around all the different
I
places?
think that was in like Wrath, but I just came back and for some reason I enjoyed it. I'm just like really
Well, some people like walking, some people like fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way
Different
to put it.
strokes.
And the next section is the bullshit section, where we have already covered 20 minutes of bullshit while I was doing trying to hang a mirror with Tina's dad in the living room. So,
I probably wouldn't put this one in a podcast.
would you like to re-record the bullshit section so that I don't have to edit? Has anybody got anything to talk about other
I'm
than
like
that?
all talked out. I talked for about fucking
I'm no
15 minutes
surprise,
about
man. You were ranting. You were having a proper wee rant to yourself.
just all the shit I like stored up from talking it like earlier on today. I was like, all these things are just coming flooding back to the amount of shit I've had to put up from this guy.
So I'll have to edit that as well, probably. And I'm not even going to remember. So that's like 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour and 2 minutes, 1 hour and 10 minutes. That's four different edits so far.
Nice.
So bullshit sections. I watched American Sniper. Have you seen that film yet?
No, is
Not
it?
yet, no.
That's a really good film. It's just constant action all the time, eh? And there's been like loads of people complaining about it because obviously it makes the Muslim-y bad people seem pretty bad. But the film's pretty epic, like. And it's Bradley Cooper that's the sniper guy, eh? And I thought he'd be fucking terrible. But he was actually reasonably good. And he's a boss sniper in it. It's pretty awesome.
Chris Kyle. It's meant to be the most deadliest sniper in the history of the US, I think.
Aye.
Something
Everybody
like
in the
that.
film is just referring to him as the legend.
Fair enough.
He's quite a like since he died, like since he got killed at that fucking charity event, like I've been kind of looking up stuff about him. Like he was on like all these chat shows and that. It's like this guy's like fair. Like he wrote that book. He wrote the American Sniper book, but he wasn't like like starstruck or it. Like he was just kind of. It was just a normal guy when he was on all these fucking like A star like talk shows in America. And he's quite a. He seems like quite a humble guy. Like quite a good guy, but. Kind of I've not seen the film yet, but I think it's going to be shit hot.
Aye, honestly, it's good.
I've seen people like there's been people saying on Twitter as well, having a rant about it, saying that snipers are cowards and
Have you
things like
been on
that.
Twitter? Hold on, when did you sign up
Ah,
to
no, no, no,
Twitter?
no, no. Hold on. I've just been. People have been posting on Facebook
Secret
about people
Sale.
complaining on Twitter. So that's how I know about it. But like,
Oh
people
dear.
have been fucking ripping into him. Like, even though the guy fucking died, like they're talking shit about him because he was a sniper. It's
Aye.
absolutely bollocks, man. I think I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he's some fucking director. But he was like, he had this massive rant about how, like, snipers will just shoot you in the back, and they're all cowards and that. But it's fucking stupid, America.
I think I've seen a beastin' trailer as well, but I'm just fucking escaping me now what it was. Oh, shit.
In other news, are any of yous watching the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I probably will be and regretting that I stayed up to watch it, same as last year. It was actually pretty intense last year, man, and I mean, like, I didn't really give a shit, but there's just something about the Super Bowl and not being able to watch the American adverts that really get me up for it.
I'm a Patriots fan, eh? So
Aye.
I'm big into my team. All this deflategate stuff is really like getting to me.
Deflating the balls so that they're
Yeah,
easier to pass and that.
yeah,
Surely that helps both teams, not just one.
nah, because there's they use a set of balls for the
Oh, is it?
for two teams.
Ah,
They
right.
get a 12 each. But it's a big controversy. I don't really care if they did or if they didn't. I think it's very easy to blame a lot of stuff on Patriots. That seems shady because they were, came out as cheaters in 2007, stuff like that. So it's easy to rebrand that horse, so to speak. But I'm looking forward to just seeing the Super Bowl and seeing them play. If we win, we'll get called cheaters. If we lose, we'll get told that we can't win unless we cheat. So we're either way, we can't win. But I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be good.
Long as you have fun.
Oh, aye. And amazing news as well. UFC is coming to Scotland this year. Yay.
Yay.
Wasted on yous, man. Wasted.
Yep, totally wasted.
So there was one guy, his name's Robert Whiteford, and he was the first Scottish guy to make it into the UFC. He trains in a place called the Grip House in Glasgow, and he's been to Sweden to fight, and he won his fight, and then he had to go somewhere else, and the fight got cancelled, and blah. So basically, I think he's been tipped to fight in Scotland now in front of everybody. But also, they do a reality TV show called The Ultimate Fighter, and they introduced a new women's weight because Ronda Rousey is now fucking massive, and then the Expendables film and shit like that. And so, they were like, oh, we really need to get more women into UFC, so let's make a new weight. We'll call it the straw weight, and we'll make a reality show. And what they did was they got 20 fighters, they gave them all contracts, which they didn't normally do, and then they all fought to decide who was going to be the champion to start with. And a lassie for Glasgow actually won. Her name's Jojo Calderwood. So there's now two Scottish fighters in the UFC. And so what happened was they decided that they needed to bring UFC to Scotland because there's actually quite a few Irish boys making it into the UFC now. I think the guy's name's Conor McGregor or Conor McGeady. There's a football player with a similar name, and I'm probably fucking confusing them. UFC's coming to Scotland. It's going to be in July, and it's going to be in that place in Glasgow that's known the SECC, the Hydro.
The hydro, yeah.
And so I think it's going to be like last time I looked, it was like between 100 and £300 for tickets to go to a UFC place. It's like almost as bad as going to the Formula One. And I'm going to try and get tickets for it when it. I think that's not in May though. So that's what I'm excited about. Funny to see people getting the shit kicked at them. There was a UFC fight at the weekend there, right? And the fight lasted 8 seconds. And
Yeah,
what
I was about
happened
to say
was,
that. Hopefully it fucking lasts longer than like a minute or something like
aye,
that.
these two boys are about to fight, right? So the ref's like, "You ready? Aye, you ready? Aye." And then he goes, "Right, fight." And so the two guys walk to the middle of the ring and they're sort of sizing each other up. One guy puts like two steps forward and does a flying knee to the other guy's chin, and he's out cold. And that was the end of the fight. 8 seconds, man. One knee and it's done.
Fucking hell.
Aye, absolutely crazy. So it's now time to decide on the title of the episode. Doing it against the usual stuff, we're going with another Star Wars because it's episode 5. It should be The Empire Strikes Back, and I'm probably happy with changing it to Failcap Strikes Back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest.
Unless there's going to be backlash of Shadow Pact, in which Shadow Pact might strike back as well, but we've yet
Oh
to find
no, harsh
it.
words might come our
Again,
way.
harsh words. I'll
I
have to apologize for something that clearly
can.
hurt him again. So I will call it Failcap Strikes Back. And as for the music, it's my turn to pick the music. I fucking claim it to myself. Fuck off. He's only getting a choice. I gave it away to a fucking woman last week, and I was being nice, so this time I'm being a dick. It's all mine. I'm not telling you what it is because I haven't even made my mind up yet, but it's probably going to be something that adequately explains our feelings for the new guild and the new world, and it's probably going to be fucking Michael Jackson or something. Heal
Is
the
awesome.
world, make it a better place.
Forget the song. Just sing it
Okay, man. I'm going to get the fucking ukulele out right now. I didn't even have an ask the listeners. Oh, do you know what? We'll just make this week's hashtag ATL ask the listeners. What is the worst thing you can think of that's happened in your guild between two people? What is the most fucking drama you've ever seen happen in your guild? It would be good for, first of all, someone to reply. And also, every week I get that in there.
Oh, no,
And also to hear other people's crazy stories that's happened in their guild. Has anybody actually went round and tried to kill somebody in real life for something that's happened in World of Warcraft?
You know what this is? This is either you're looking for ideas or you're just looking for, like, to have your life confirmed that it's not as bad as somebody else's.
No, I'm sure that there was something in the news ages ago, but I think it was Xbox where two people had a fight in Call of Duty and some guy went round and shot some guy or
Oh
something along those
yeah, I
lines.
remember that.
So I want to know what's the worst drama that's happened in your guild. So it's time to wrap up. This week's hashtag ATL is what is the worst piece of drama that has happened in your guild that you can remember? And that's all for this episode. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast, which is still on Stitcher. Yeah, I've not actually checked. I'm just guessing that it is because it should pick up automatically. And subscribe to our still empty YouTube channel. But we possibly may start doing some videos with achievement runs with the new guild. And hopefully there'll be some bits and bobs. We're not going to be as tied down with raiding and stuff anymore, so we're hoping to actually start putting some stuff on the YouTube channel. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Failcapped, and also follow Elias or Chris on Twitter at Scotland Chris 7. Is that right?
That's right, well done.
And reply to this hashtag Ask the Listeners. I'll also probably put a poll up on Reddit and see what shenanigans gets written there, and hopefully manage to make some more page views happen for the website. So thanks very much, guys, and we'll speak to you next week.
Storm rage on the cold. David, the Armin van Buuren remix of Idina, Let It Go, for the Disney movie soundtrack of Frozen. They asked me to trance it up. Well, there you go. What do you think of this mix? Let me know, the hashtag ASOT658. Get ready for some serious uplifting. Some really big tracks coming up. Protoculture, John Mash, Witness 45, and Farouk Sabanchi. But first, one of my favorite remixes of the New Horizons theme song by Jorn van Dijnhoven. Mark Sixma, kick it!